So in the first reading today, we see the account that St. Paul is making his way closer and closer to Rome, which means, historically speaking, closer and closer to his own death by execution of the sword, by the sword. So today too, in the gospel reading, we see that Peter was told by the Lord how his life is going to end, by being crucified, his hands stretched out so that he would glorify God, following the Master himself. The example of laying down one life for one friend, said the Lord in the Gospel of St. John himself. So, my brothers and sisters, what does it mean to lay down our lives for the one we love? We can only do that, and it's only possible when we learn how to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, die to ourselves each and every day, and to truly allow Him to make us more like Himself, Christ-like, by being grateful, being joyful, being humble, and being persevering by calling ourselves and being proud of who we are as Christians. We are Christians not because we are special, not because we're better than others, because we're called to follow Christ. We're called to become more Christ-like each day by how we lay down our lives in order to love Him more and more each day. Like St. Peter, the Lord will ask us not only one time, not only two times, but many times in our own lives, that do you love me? There will be many things in this life that will be cause for our downfall, reasons for our life to stumble or abandon or question or doubt God's goodness, and they will come from time to time. That's the reality of life, because life is messy and people are humans. And even with our best intentions, we oftentimes allow our own humanity stop us and stop one another from truly loving God. That's why the Lord Jesus asked us today of our own commitment. Do you love me? Don't look at other people. Don't look at other causes. Don't look at other reasons. Don't look at other things to define our love for Jesus Christ. Look at Him and answer, like St. Peter, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I have failed you. You know that I have abandoned you at times. You know that I have denied you. You know that I have doubted you. You know that I have failed to love my neighbor. But you know, Lord, that I love you. And remember what the Lord Jesus said today. When He asked St. Peter the first time, He said, feed my lambs. The lambs are the tiny creature that need protection, that need to be loved by its own flock. Just like what I said several days ago, when the wolves come, they will always try to isolate the weak, because easy prey, right? So that's why at the flock, we have to come together to feed and protect the most vulnerable, the ones that are in need of us the most. Feed the lambs first. Feed the tiny one. Feed the weakest one. Feed the one that are often forgotten and easy and prone to attack by others. Then feed the rest, the sheep, the flock. We're called to do that, not just as shepherds, not just as priests in the church, but as one another. When the flock stands strong, when we come together, the wolf cannot separate us. The wolf cannot just scatter us apart and go for the young, go for the weak, go for the vulnerable. If we stand together by loving each other, protecting each other, then the Lord Himself will be in our midst. He will feed us, He will protect us, He will love us, even when we fail at times. Like St. Paul and St. Peter, whom today we have heard of their own challenge of what it means to lay down their lives for the gospel, to die, to choose to die for the gospel. How are we choosing in our very own life, as lay people, as priests, or in our different state of life, to lay down our very own life so that Christ Jesus lives in us and through us? So heed to what the Lord is asking of you and me. Do you love me? Do you love me? And perhaps be like St. Peter today. Lord, you know that I love you. And we will hear from the Lord himself the invitation for each and every day. Follow me.